Welcome into Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking with the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties and getting an update on them about the recovering and rebuilding efforts related to the COVID-19 crisis. And I'm so happy to have on the program with me the Executive Director of the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties, Connie Carroll. Connie, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. It's good to be here. Always enjoy talking to you and sharing what we're doing at United Way.
As well as we have Laura Schultz-Pipas, the Associate Director. And Laura, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
Thanks, Dale. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, there's been a lot that has been going on, and not only with, you know, with the COVID-19, but also the, as I mentioned, the recovery and rebuilding efforts that the United Way has been doing. And you have certainly been quite busy, Connie.
Very busy, very busy. Laura's done a lot of it, but I've been pleased to, I chair the Emergency Food and Shelter Board. And this year, Lenawee County in the phase 37, instead of year 37, they call it phases. But this year, Lenawee County received $36,600 in emergency food and shelter. But because of all the unfortunate things that are going on, they also received an additional $52,000 in CARES money. And, of course, it's government money. And there are procedures to follow. And so we were fortunate that we were able to work with, I think it was six different agencies, and get that money distributed and out to them. And I'm happy to say at this point in time, all of them have received their first half of those payments. It comes in two payments.
Ah, okay.
So that was really good news to the community that they had that kind of money to share and work with, because I'm sure they needed it desperately. So we were happy to do that. And I have to give a little bit of an accolade here to the Lenawee Community Foundation, because this is a lot of paperwork. It's quite an ordeal for small agencies and small food pantries to deal with. And we had, I think there were five food pantries who had never received this money before, who applied and asked for money. And the Community Foundation immediately stepped up and said, because of all that's involved in this, we will take those agencies and we will fund them and take care of it. So that was just wonderful. It was a great way to partner and show the collaboration and the work that we have in Lenawee County.
Oh, most definitely. And I've always said that about Lenawee County, Connie, and I think you know that we have such a collaboration and partnership between the agencies, and especially when the need is so great as well.
Yes. It's been a great, I hate to say a great experience, but under trying circumstances, everybody has certainly stepped up to the plate and done a great job. Yes.
Well, I also notice about the fact that you've had a partnership with the Hope and Encouragement for Humanity regarding the distribution of the amount of number of gallons of milk that has been distributed. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know, Laura, if you can, or Connie.
That's Laura's ballpark. Laura's in charge of the bread and milk.
Yeah, I'm the bread and milk lady.
Okay. That's not a bad thing, Laura.
The folks at Hope and Encouragement for Humanity is a group based out of Blissfield, and I had toured their warehouses before. They do a lot of distribution, actually around the country. Food, they work with food distribution centers throughout the actually eastern half of the U.S. But they've got a partnership with the USDA, and there's a lot of extra milk out there. And so they let us know that they had they're actually going to get it on a weekly basis, and they are getting thousands of gallons of milk a week. So we, Lenawee Community Foundation and us, partnered. We're working with both our counties, Monroe and Lenawee, to make sure anybody that needs milk can get it. Mike Smith, who is our AFL-CIO Central Labor Community Liaison, he and I went and toured it when they initially did the initial distribution. They've been doing it for about a month now, but it's going to be ongoing, Dale, probably through the rest of the year. And they have a Facebook page that you can find out when their distribution schedules are. And then, of course, our local, you know, as you said, everybody in Lenawee County works well together.
Mm-hmm.
The Lenawee Essential Needs Council, which is part of the collective impact process structure, which is phenomenal in Lenawee County, has updated information on their Facebook page as well as to those milk distributions. But it's quite a process. And those guys, I would say, Gary Phillips and Mark and Dee Crane are spearheading that. There's also the bread part of it, Dale.
Okay.
Our labor partners, Mike Smith, again, is partnering with, it's called Bimbo Bakeries out of Taylor, Michigan. And they have leftover bread and baked goods. They do Sara Lee and Entenmann's and things like that. And so Mike is coordinating bread distribution in both counties as well. And we were out there in the heat a couple weeks ago, Dale.
Yes.
Lots and lots of bread at the Human Services Building.
Yes, yes. I remember that. But you had a great turnout for that too, Laura.
We did. And we are working, again, with both distribution systems in Monroe and Lenawee counties. And this is probably going to be ongoing for a while too, Dale. Food insecurity, you know, we talked in this whole COVID thing, we talked about our response, short-term help. We're looking at longer-term solutions, that's recovering, rebuilding. And even if people right now, maybe we're doing okay because we're getting unemployment, you know, and that kind of stuff. But ongoing, Dale, we're anticipating there's going to continue to be food insecurity needs. So these are good things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just great to see the community partnership. And the collective impact process, we have been meeting through this whole time.
The whole thing, yeah.
Thank God for Zoom meetings, Dale, because we've been meeting more than, pretty regularly, not more than just our regular rotation, to talk about together about what those needs are and have been. And, of course, you know, United Way of Lucky, we've had great corporate donations right from the beginning, Dale, and we've given out, separate from, Connie was talking about the FEMA process, which is the Mercy Food and Shelter Program, which is the United Way is the only conduit for that federal funding, has been for 37 years. But besides that, we've gotten corporate donations and other individual donations, and we've given out over $54,000 so far to for Mercy Food, shelter supplies, utilities, and rent and mortgage. And that's with Housing Help of Lenawee, Community Action Agency, the Catherine Cobb Safe House, Share the Warmth, Neighbors of Hope, City of Refuge Ministries. Hope we're not forgetting anybody. Oh, then and all the food pantries. We gave,
right. Yes.
Gave grants to all the food pantries in the county.
Daily Bread. You mentioned Daily Bread.
The Daily Bread, yeah. So all those wonderful agencies that we have, they've been busy, Dale. And I got to hand it to our nonprofit partners. They've done a tremendous, exceptional job during this time. And and we anticipate working with their needs ongoing,
right.
You know, as we get additional funding in, we will be dispersing it right along as well as we move into recovery and rebuilding phase. And part of that also has been the shelters.
Yeah.
We've done a special program with the area shelters, Share the Warmth, Neighbors of Hope, and Catherine Cobb Safe House. Right from the beginning, Dale, you know, they had trouble getting supplies, paper
mm-hmm.
towels, toilet paper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so we've been getting some of those supplies right along from the get-go. And Connie,
my favorite Friday chore, I just love that I get to see people and do things. And I've been the delivery person, the UW delivery service. Every Friday, I deliver toilet paper, paper towels. We've had donations of dish soap from the Monroe Salvation Army. Actually, gave us some dish soap and bleach that we've been sharing all across the region, and hand sanitizer, cleaner. So every Friday, I make my rounds to the 6 homeless shelters in our region and deliver all those supplies, and they are so grateful just to get some toilet paper and paper towels. It has really been a godsend. And so now Laura, our new purchasing agent, you know, that's her new title here, has found gloves and masks. And we have to say thank you to Grinnell Steel. They donated 2,000 masks.
Wow.
That we were able to share, yes. So now we have gloves and masks that we'll be delivering this week.
Excellent.
So as that PPE equipment became available, Dale, then we were able to procure it. But it was quite, you know, difficult at first to get some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it still
it was
wipes.
Yeah, we can't get the wipes.
Yeah.
I managed to get a few baby wipes the other day, but our supplier has wipes on back order.
Yeah, yeah, those are all on back order, so that's been kind of tough. But so we've been extremely busy. Extremely busy.
Yes.
And, you know, Dale, we have to continue to, I mean, it's part of our motto is to give and volunteer and advocate. And we've been doing a lot of advocacy during this, and we anticipate doing that ongoing.
In the very beginning, Dale, we had 211 weekly meetings and briefings with our counterparts across the region. Who helped support 211 along with us. And now we're down to every other week meeting with 211. I've had weekly, now biweekly meetings with the Michigan Association of United Ways, all the United Ways CEOs across the state of Michigan. What are our needs? What are we doing? How can we help? It's been quite a cooperation and coordination among everybody involved to do as much as they can to help people.
Well, and that's
really, really come together on this.
Yeah, and the thing is, we talked about, you know, partnership and collaboration again on that level. Connie shows a lot of that happening as well, which really tells a lot about the organizations and the wanting to help meet the needs of our residents.
Yes. You know, the state organization has helped the locals so that we could, in turn, provide more services and help to the communities we serve. There have been grants from the Michigan Association of United Ways, Consumers Energy, DTE Energy, both filtered their grants through the Michigan Association of United Ways. And I guess, Dale, I have to say that it makes me really proud, and I think the community should be proud that this United Way is a member of that association because of all the hard work they do. But by those organizations putting their grant money through the Michigan Association of United Ways, it shows the trust that they have not only in this local United Way, but in all United Ways to be accountable for those donated dollars. It just has really, I guess it's really boasted my ego, I'll be quite honest with you, to know how much we are trusted and how much people rely on us, definitely in a time of need like this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's great to hear about the corporate level and the business community helping out like they have been. But if on a maybe more of a single level as what we can do as county residents, how can we help out and to help to further the resources that you are able to get there at the United Way, Connie?
Well, Dale, obviously everything boils down to money. Laura taught me a great lesson when she was with the Red Cross, that when they have these disasters, that God bless people who want to give a can of green beans, but they don't have the volunteers to open a million cans of green beans to feed 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And so what really seems to help is financial donations to allow those who know where the money's needed and know how best to spend it. Obviously, we would love that. We welcome any contribution. They could send it to our office at 136 East Maumee, Suite 15, or they can call us on the phone. You know, we'll work with them, we'll meet with them, or they can go to our website, UnitedWayMLC.org, if they'd like to donate. Volunteer, this is a very difficult time for volunteers, and
yeah,
unfortunately, because of all the safety precautions,
yep,
we're not able to really accept too much volunteerism at the moment. They can contact their local shelters and their local organizations to see if they have things set up, the food pantries, so that they could volunteer and help out there. And definitely, as much as we want to support it, and oversee the finances. I encourage people to donate locally to help your neighbor. Make sure your neighbors are okay.
Yeah.
Make sure they have food and are cared to and have the things they need. Maybe they just need their lawn mowed.
Yes.
Something that the kid down the street could go do, you
mm-hmm.
know. We really need to work together and take care of each other at this time.
That's right. And the phone number for them to call here in Adore and Laura?
264-6821.
And again, the website for them if they wanted to donate that way to Laura?
UnitedWayMLC.org.
Excellent. Well, it's been great to be able to talk to the both of you. Looking forward to the day when we can actually be able to talk to each other in the studio. But until that time, this is the best way to keep in contact. And we really, you know, are so thankful of all the work that the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee County is doing and all the work that you, Connie and Laura, are doing as well. So thank you so much for doing that and giving us the update.
Well, thank you, Dale, for having us. It's always great to talk to you. And WLEN has been a great supporter of United Way, and we truly appreciate and remember that. Thank you. Thank you, Dale.
Connie Carroll, Executive Director, and Laura Schultz-Pipas, Associate Director of the United Way of Monroe Lenawee County, is my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll see you again next time.